happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
That's right. And on Mondays, we talk to you about something that matters to you, like your money. It is really important. And as we are looking at a year in which there is going to be even more volatility in the markets and in the economy, it is time for us to take our weekly checkup with David Fisher, the CEO of Landmark Capital, and he's committed wholeheartedly to helping you protect your portfolio, grow your legacy, what you're going to leave for your family and for your later years in life. If you plan now well, you can do quite well down the road, and we always appreciate his insight on these Mondays. David, I hope you had a great weekend. You know who didn't have such a great weekend was Bitcoin. Talk to me.
Bitcoin and a few other cryptos, and it seems to be tied into China and also gold. We'll get to that in a moment. But, yeah, Bitcoin lost 15% in a short period of time, less than 8 hours from late Saturday night to early Sunday morning. The other cryptocurrency, the second largest, Ethereum, lost 18%, so more than Bitcoin. There seems to be like three reasons why this is happening, Kevin. The number one reason for the plunge is what a lot of people have been talking about. Analysts and economists are saying the cryptocurrency market is just huge with frothiness and well overvalued. I mean, there's a coin last week, and I'm not endorsing any certain amount of cryptocurrency, but Dogecoin, it soared 400% in a week. So that's just huge. The second reason is it's an unverified report, though. It was put out on Twitter that claimed that the U.S. Treasury was looking into charging several financial institutions for using cryptocurrencies and also for money laundering. There is a movement by the IRS, just to let everybody know, called Operation Hidden Treasure, which coincides with this unclaimed report unverified. So that is a real thing that the IRS is coming down on people laundering money and not paying taxes on cryptocurrency. And the third reason why this just might be is on the aftermath, what we talked about last week, Coinbase went public on the NASDAQ and it ran up, and now it's this is kind of like the hangover that's happening. But there's people out there saying, you know, Bitcoin is going to be with us to stay, and it's also competing against the U.S. dollar.
Well, and you know, this is an increasingly, I'm very curious about this because as you look at what the value of digital currency is and how it's been operated and why people set it up. And of course, they set it up to avoid taxes. I mean, that was one of the things. If it's an untraceable way of moving currency, that's going to have an immediate appeal. So when I saw these big companies going, yeah, we're going to start trading in Bitcoin, I'm like, OK, how long until Uncle Sam dips his hand right into that pot and says, OK, this much is ours? And of course, they're going to try to do that. And I think that's why they're going to, you know, try to have their own digital currency that they're going to try to sell Americans on. Though I'm not a fan of the digital space. I like to have a commodity that I can hold, that I can look at. Maybe I'm old fashioned that way. I don't know. But there's something about, you know, dollars in my wallet and gold in my safe that I just don't feel as confident of if you're telling me that a data stream of code somewhere means the same amount. Like I said, that's probably my problem. Anyway, you said China played a big role in this. What did they do?
Well, I don't think it's your problem, first of all, because gold's been around for 2,500 years. Cryptocurrency's been around for about 10 at the most. And paper money, U.S. dollars, has been around for 100. So gold has stood the test of time, and being conservative definitely is a good thing, I think. You know, China is taking a couple stance on this. About 4 years ago, the rise in Chinese currency, cryptocurrency, happened. In fact, if you correlate the rise in the Chinese currency and the rise in Bitcoin, there's a study that was done recently that there's an 84% overlapping. In other words, when Bitcoin rose, the Chinese currency rose, versus the dollar is almost opposite of that. So there is a correlation, and China was rising in using of Bitcoin, and that's why they came out aggressively here recently. Like we talked about last week, the central bank launched their own currency, but China now is calling the Bitcoin as an alternative investment. They outlawed it here for a couple of years, and now they're not just welcoming it. It's they're saying it could. They, many people think by their taking this stance, they're actually endorsing it as, you know, an alternative for the dollar and a weapon against the dollar. And that seems to be coming out in the news more and more. But China is also, the news came out aggressively now, very aggressively, should I say, in all the studying I've been doing, buying gold. So that's on the forefront, and that is playing a role in also maybe the cryptocurrency pulling back because there's a huge amount of gold that was bought by China.
Well, and they've been doing that for a few years, haven't they, David? I remember you telling me a couple of years ago that they were buying gold at, like, it was something obscene, like twice the rate of America or something like that. Why are they stockpiling gold so quickly?
Well, they started announcing in 2005 that they wanted to double their gold holdings to 10,000 tons. In 5 years, they hit that milepost, and then they wanted to double again in the next 10 years, and that hasn't yet to be determined because they haven't reported all the amounts of purchases. But they're now, the Treasury, U.S. Treasury, is suspecting that China's been doing something, and they came out with a report the Treasury did recently, and now the news is out. China announced over the weekend they bought $180 billion in gold. Put in perspective, this is about twice as much as that they bought last year. So there's this aggressive movement on China. You know, let's put it all together. In 2018, the Chinese launched a gold-backed yuan-denominated contract in oil. In other words, you could buy oil outside of the dollar and change that in the currency of the yuan and convert that to gold.
Hmm.
2 weeks ago, I said on your program, the IMF reported that the shares of the dollars being used globally is now dropped below 59%, which is just a huge slap in the face of the U.S. dollar. And last week, China became the first major currency to unleash the central bank currency. And J.P. Morgan said the first country that does this is going to compete with the dollar. And obviously, that's happening. So here's the next step, I think. Imagine if they create this digital currency, which they've already launched. Now they want to back it by gold and interchange it as a substitute for the U.S. dollar. So they're covering all their bases, and this is where we're headed in the future.
And they're doing it all with commodities that have value. So
yeah.
It's like it's the opposite of my worries about Bitcoin, that it's, you know, a bunch of code that's connected to nothing that means nothing. This is actually layer upon layer of value. And I'm guessing, David, that means that the value of gold is going to be in even higher demand worldwide.
Well, this is what we saw that happened that caused gold to double in value in 3.5 years was when China really announced that they're going to aggressively buy gold.
Yeah.
And now they're making that same announcement.
So what's our Fed doing in response to all this?
They're being forced to buy more paper. The Treasury just announced that they bought a thing called Treasury Inflated Protected Securities, TIPS, some people call it. This is, in other words, an index inflationary Treasury bill. They normally buy less than 10%. They bought 24% between now and the beginning of the year. So they're aggressively buying our debt. And by them buying TIPS, they're telling us they're going to be inflation when they've been saying out of their mouth there's going to be no inflation. So they're supporting the dollar while the rest of the world is buying alternative assets like cryptos and gold. And China's aggressively buying gold.
Yeah, okay. So here's what you got to do, friends. That none of that is good for the dollar. So you've got to take steps to protect yourself. Call David's team. Let them show you how to set up gold and silver protections for your portfolio. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Do not delay on this. This is moving fast, and you want to take action now. 844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.